tell you a damn story here. I see, I took notes. This is fresh. I mean, it's so fresh, it's still wet. This really happened. So I was always fancy myself as a pretty decent pool player. Quarter tables, I played a lot of quarter tables. I played a little nine ball. Played some straight pool, but I always fashioned myself as a good, strong eight ball player. And until I met up with this broad one night. So begins the legend of the Sal was just, she rearranged my entire face for me, a pool table. Oh, you see, I was bragging on my pool game down Pickwick Tables, and I was there with this Beverly Hills dame, and she's all draped and drooping with minks and foxes and sables. And well, I had a wealth of adjectives and jargon as to describe the sheer awesome beauty of my stroke. When she tilted about her countenance, revealing the smooth nape of her neck, donning a diamond tiara, and said in a gruff tone, "Look, Jack, what do you say we shoot a game?" Well, we flipped, I lost, she winked, then broke. An innocent game of nine ball. Innocent game of nine ball, I chuckled, what a joke. While musing to myself that I could beat any dame in any game, I could snooker her if I was blindfolded on a plane on my way to Pittsburgh, for holy Christ's sake. But I will relate now that she proceeded to prepare a meal consisting of a gourmet spread, three courses, dessert, cooked my goose, did a Chef Boyardee. I was about to say, concerning my pool speed, she stretched out like a Siamese across a cool green felt, long tawny fingers in a provocative golden gait. Hummed a little tune to herself as she proceeded to knock five straight tables of nine ball on me with a lucky strike dangling from her lips, squinting through the smoke screen, calling three ball combination shots, full table rail shots, squeeze plays, triple shots. I gawked. She tocked those balls in, scolding them with her stick, asking them to please leave the table. One in the corner, two on a tray split, respective sides, double bank shot on the quad, five ball, six, up to your tricks, go to your room. Please take a powder and take the seven ball with you. Eight ball, disappear. She struck sheer fear into the heart of my voice, making a beeline for the corner with bells on. See? Crowd had begun to gather now around the scene. Well, I kind of dropped back out of line, heard her ordering up two double shots of J&B water back as I snuck out the back door. Now, gentlemen, the moral is plain. The moral is plain. Now, don't be dragging on yourself now around women who could possibly rearrange your entire personality on the table. The moral I tripped on and gawked at this lesson, make sure that you get seriously hip to primarily who it is that you are messing with. Now, before I leave, in regards to this type of behavior, a word to the wise could be your savior. I've known a lot of broads, and I've known a lot of dames, and I've met a lot of ladies with a lot of different names. Now, before you go saying you're the clam and the chowder, get a brake job on your mouth before you go bull roaring any louder. That's it.